Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Basketball is back, and BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. And as your continued source for all your sports wagering information, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet all of your favorite sports and events, whether that's NFL, NBA, NHL, MMA, tennis, boxing, or even golf. Just head to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use the promo code BLEAV, that is BLEAV, capital letters BLEAV, to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome in, everybody, to another edition of the Top of Thunder podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Hunzinger at Thunder Chats. We are part of the BLEAV Network, and in case you didn't catch it at the beginning, this episode is brought to you by betonline.ag. So, guys, it's just me today, a little peek behind the curtain. You guys know I love giving peeks behind the curtain. That sounded weird as I say that, but, like, it's late right now. This is going to be a solo pod. It's just me, so... but yeah, a little peek behind the curtain. Yesterday, we planned on getting Dolan on the pod. It's a Friday, usually 1 or 2 Fridays a month, we try to stay up late, or in my case, set an alarm so we can get Dolan on the pod. You know, Dolan lives on the West Coast. Most of us lived on the East Coast, if not the Central Standard. So, you know, it's just a way that we can kind of get Dolan, you know, actively involved, because for a while he was only able to come on for a couple pods, like really a season. So, you know, this was a way to get him more involved. And in the past, I have done similar. You know, he said that in order for him to be on, I just need to set my, or I need to record at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Some nights I'm already up, and like that's no big deal. And then nights like last night, I was very tired. Like, I was actively tired. So I set 5 alarms, I believe, so I could, you know, make sure I'm awake, because I'm kind of hard to wake up. It's getting up for work sometimes. Like, back in the day, I used to have to set, like, 5 alarms, you know, just to make sure that I can get awake. So that's what I was doing to make sure I could pop a dull one. So... fast forward to, you know, later that night, you know, the game just ended. I still had like 2 hours till I had to record. So I went to sleep with a clean conscience, sleeping soundly, as comfortable as I could possibly have been. So I wake up at like 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'm like, wait a second. What, what just happened? And of course, Dolan has texted me a million times. He only texted me a couple of times, but I'm like, oh crap. And I'll go and look at my alarms. Stupid me. I have set all my alarms for sometime between 12 and 12:30 to make sure I'm up for 12:30. But I set them for p.m. instead of a.m. So I slept through my record time with Dolan, which I hate for him because, you know, he does set the time aside so he can record. You know, he likes being on the pod any chance that he can get, but it is hard with the schedule, so I felt bad for that. But also, I just felt stupid, man. like, if it's after midnight, obviously it's going to be a.m., so that's my fault. But yeah, that's why it's just me on the pod, and that's why this pod is coming out a day later than it usually does. So, without further ado, after I've gone on that soliloquy, just explaining what happened, I want to talk about the game that happened that night prior to, you know, my alarm clock mishap, and that was the Thunder versus the Raptors game. So, this game going into it had a lot of fun implications. First off, Thunder was 4-7 coming into this game, riding a 4-game losing streak after being on a 4-game winning streak. And the Raptors were the number 7 defense in the league entering this game. And they had all their guys, basically. They were missing Pascal Siakam, of course, but everybody else, they still had the makings of a really good defense. Much like, you know, the Bucks didn't play Giannis Antetokounmpo, but they still had the bones and the structure and the system of a really good defense and a really good team. And that's why, you know, those games proved so difficult to us. So the Raptors, again, they were missing Siakam, but they were able to trot out Fred VanVleet, OG Anunoby, who's been playing really good this year, Scotty Barnes, and Chris Boucher, who ended up actually having a great night at 20 points. But we'll get into the stats later on. But my point is, like, this, you know, yeah, the Raptors were missing Pascal Siakam. Pascal Siakam's been playing like crazy. But the Raptors still was able to, like, trot out a really respectable team. And so the other reason that this was, like, you know, a game that a lot of Thunder fans were looking forward to is, if you're on Twitter, if you're on the internet, social media at all, you have probably seen Shai Gilgeous-Alexander photoshopped in a Toronto Raptors jersey. And, like, I'll tell you, man, like, it's one of the most annoying things of all time. It doesn't matter how many times Shai says he's happy. It doesn't matter how many times Shai says that he's excited about the future. It doesn't matter how many times Shai, you know, signs a 5-year max extension with no player option at the end of it. Like, I can't stress that enough. Like, if you had a pinky toe out the door of Oklahoma City, you wanted to give yourself a clean out, you would have put a player option in at the end of your contract. So that way, you basically give yourself an extra year. You give yourself another year to be like, okay, well, this isn't working. I want to get out early. And I want to, you know, maybe you do want to go play with the Raptors. Like, you know, I get it. Like, that's where you're from and everything. But he didn't do that. He signed up 5-year max extension, no player option. Luka had a player option. Trae Young had a player option. Guys in his draft class signed a similar contract, and they had a player option. Shai did not. Anyways, so getting into kind of the game. Basically, you know, we were excited for this game. We really wanted to win this game for a multitude of reasons, and those were a couple of them. And spoiler alert, we did. We did just that. Not only did we win, we did so in very, very impressive fashion. We outscored the Raptors in this game 132-113. We had 70 points in the first quarter. I mean, first quarter. Imagine that. The first half alone, we outscored the Raptors in every quarter except for the fourth. And at that point, you know, we were, you know, playing our scrubs. I say our scrubs, but, like, everybody had a great game in this game. And, you know, we're going to talk about that as we kind of dive into the stats. So, first off, obviously we were led by our fearless leader, the guy that the Raptors fans really want on their team, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, had 20 points, 4 assists, 3 rebounds, 3 steals, a block, shot great percentage-wise, 8 of 14, hit 1 of 2 from 3, 3 of 4 from the stripe, missed yet another free throw, and frustrating, but... Holy crap. I don't know what's happening. Okay. Sorry. My computer just started singing to me, so I apologize for that. But yeah, missing the free throw, so that was a little bit of a bummer, but we'll get into what that still looks like, even with that missed free throw, three-pointers, all that. We'll dive deeper into Shai's stats here in a little bit. But yeah, I mean, he was just in control, man. Like, you could tell he wasn't – it's not that he wasn't, like, looking for his shots. You could tell that – it's not that he wasn't, like, deterred to, like, you know, taking shots because of defenders like OG Anunoby and Scottie Barnes. It was just the team was clicking in a way I haven't seen them click in this era so far. And, you know, as we kind of dive deeper into the stats, I tweeted this earlier today. I got to find it. I hope it's semi-easily to find. Okay, yeah. So the Thunder had a season high 31 assists on the night. That's just kind of a testament to how well they were sharing the ball. And it wasn't just the ball movement. It was the off-ball movement. You go all around the roster, man. Lugans Dort, Aaron Wiggins, Jalen Williams-Santa, Kenrich Williams, Eugene Omoruyi, who we are going to talk about some. Even Josh Giddey and Poku getting in on the action, like cutting to the basket. Smart, timely, hard, sharp cuts to the basket. Passing up good shots for great shots. Running out in transition. Like, the Thunder were moving so well off ball. This is a testament. I didn't even see this until I'm looking at it right now. Everybody that played for the Thunder, with the exception of Isaiah Joe, who only played 5 minutes, was a positive in the box score. The lowest was Josh Giddey at +8. The highest was Lu Dort at +16. But everybody else was positive, man. And, I mean, you could really feel it on the court. Just the offense was as crisp as it has ever been. Shai was getting buckets when he needed to. Lugans Dort came out and hit his first 3 three-pointers, which was a far cry from how he had played. He finished with 13 points, had 7 rebounds, had 2 assists to boot. He misses his next 3-point attempt, but... something that was important is I don't feel like he, you know, kind of went in chuck mode as he's been known to do. I think he was very, not conservative, but I think he was very methodical in the shots that he took. He only shot 7 last night, so, and he was +16, you know, for the game in 23 minutes of action. So, you know, maybe less is more on the offensive end with Dort, you know, when your shots... not even when your shot's not falling, just, you know, when other things are working, why force it? Somebody that I was very, like, very, very impressed with was Oleksiy Pokuševski, who had 14 points in this one, 5 rebounds, 4 blocks, and he had 3 turnovers. Now, these 3 turnovers, I believe, all happened in the first quarter. I actually tweeted, it looks like Poku regressed a little bit in that quarter alone. Because, like I said, he had 3 turnovers in a quarter. Like, that's not good, like, by any stretch of the imagination. But as people on Twitter who saw that tweet were quick to show me, like you were saying, because Poku went off in this one. Yeah, he only had 14 points. He only went 6 of 10, 1 of 2 from 3. But the 4 blocks, man. Like, Poku is a legitimate rim protector. Like, we're going to get into, like, league-wide stats here towards the end of it. But spoiler alert, Poku is a top 10 blocks. He's in the top 10 for blocks in the NBA right now. I think he's tied for number 9, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe number 7. I don't know. One of those numbers ring out. But we'll definitely get into that. But, yeah, like, he's really taken a step forward as a weak side rim protector. What was most impressive with me, man, was, I mean, like everybody else, like, his off-ball movement was crazy. Like, he was running out in transition. Giddey found him for just a beautiful alley-oop, just getting out in front of the defense. He had a couple plays where, one specifically, he beat Fred VanVleet off the dribble and literally just, like, glided by Scottie Barnes in what was just, like, a ridiculous sequence. Yeah, I was very impressed with Poku. And I think Poku, sneakily, before this game, has kind of been our second-best player behind Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for much of the year, like, if you're looking at a cumulative sense. But, yeah, man, like, Poku was looking good. So, moving on to our next player. And I do want to talk about Giddey, because Giddey had 15 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals. He had 7 turnovers, which, obviously we know Giddey trying some stuff, but 7 turnovers, I wish that we could have cut that out a little bit. A lot of those wasn't even off of passes. A lot of those were just Toronto really getting after the ball, which, again, as we get into league-wide stats, I think Toronto has either the top two or two of the top three steal leaders, and Fred VanVleet and OG Anunoby. And, of course, Scottie Barnes' length is going to bother people. So, it's kind of no surprise. But he hit his only three-point attempt. He hit both of his free throws. He was 6-9 from the field. He had a ridiculous play towards the end of the first half where he got ISO with Chris Boucher. And I swear this man did 20 in-and-out dribbles with his left hand over and over again before he finally drove to the rim and finished with a layup. Like, it was the most clunky, semi-flashy dribble combo I had ever seen.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow. Today, for the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Scene that finished with a bucket. It was like if you're playing 2K, it's like you just held your thumb on the right stick over to the left over and over and over and over and over and over again before you finally hit right trigger and go forward to try to drive to the basket. Like, I mean, it was hilarious looking, but to Giddey's credit, he made the shot. So, as long as it works, we don't care. It's fine. But something else that I was really interested with Giddey, obviously talk about the off-ball movement as well. There was actually a play where Shai, like I said, this is a total role reversal because Shai whipped a one-handed skip pass to the corner to Lou Gansdorf. Lou pump faked, attacked the closeout, drove in at an angle, kind of angling more in towards the key. Josh Giddey cut in from the opposite corner, and Lou Dort was able to hit him on the cut and Giddey finished. So, yeah, Shea playing the Giddey role passing, Dort playing the Shea role kind of driving, and Giddey playing the Dort role cutting to the basket and finishing. Like, yeah, it was role reversal, and it was so fun. It was so fun. But the other thing that really impressed me with Josh Giddey is he low-key played really strong defense on Scotty Barnes. Scotty Barnes finished the game with 15 points, but he did so on 5 of 13 shooting. And that's not all on Josh Giddey by any of the stretch of the imagination. And I do think Barnes maybe even scored on Giddey a couple times, but Giddey was holding his own out there. He was in the right spot. He wasn't being moved. He was being a disciplined defender. So I was very impressed by Josh Giddey in that sense. The final guy we got to talk about in the starting lineup before we get to the bench is Aaron Wiggins, who started after, I think, three DMPs in a row. And Aaron Wiggins saved basketball, man. he had 17 points in this one, 7 assists, which was second for the Thunder, which wasn't Shea or Giddey, surprisingly. 7 assists, 5 rebounds, had a steal, had a block, and was a plus 13. He was 6 of 12 from the field, 1 of 4 from deep, 4 of 5 from the stripe. So he could have had an even better game if his shot was falling like it normally does. But again, man, like when you talk about smart off-ball, like a smart off-ball game, Aaron Wiggins is like the quintessential guy. Like his cuts are so sharp. They are so timely. And like, he's so good at it, man. I can't even explain it. Like, whether it's a backdoor out from the baseline, whether it's coming in from the wing with a driver, he's just so smart with it. And that's how he generated a lot of his points. He had one play in the, I believe it was the third quarter, where he was dribbling the ball up the court on the left wing. OG tried to rip him. And he just kind of spun off the steal, made OG look like a fool, drove in, kind of did a bounce pass, and then Santa did one of his many flushes of the night. So Aaron Wiggins had a very nice move. Aaron Wiggins had a very nice game. And the Thunder are undefeated when Aaron Wiggins plays. So I'm not saying, just saying, Mark. I believe that's correct. Let me actually fact check that really fast before I just put that out into the ether. Basketball reference, you are my only friend. Let's see what we got. That's not true. I have a lot of friends. He says with so much confidence that people actually believe him. Let's see here. Okay, no, I lied. when Aaron Wiggins starts, we win. There we go. I knew something was fishy there. We got there, though. It's all good. All right, so yeah, if Aaron Wiggins starts, we win basketball games. So, Mark Daigneault, we got to start him. I don't know why I said Daigneault like that. But anyways, going into the bench. Now, this was interesting because the Raptors, again, they was missing Pascal Siakam, kind of plays their de facto center. Chris Boucher is a tall guy. They've got Bo Cruz and Juancho Hernan Gomez, who did get some run towards the end of the game. Other than that, they don't really play a true center. So the Thunder kind of matched them in that regard. A lot of times they had Poku and Eugene Omorui as their de facto bigs, and they did a really good job. Like, you know, it was fun to see the Thunder kind of elect to play small in this aspect. And I talked about it, man. Eugene Omorui went out there and put on a show, led the team in scoring. With Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, a MVP candidate, All-NBA candidate, number 7 scorer in the league on his team, Eugene Omorui was the leading scorer for the Oklahoma City Thunder off the bench, 22 points, 8 of 10 shooting, 5 of 6 from deep, 1 of 2 from the stripe. He had 3 rebounds, a steal to boot, and man, Eugene was crazy. Like, he was playing strong, solid defense, absolutely put Fred VanVleet in jail a couple times. Obviously, his shot was falling, which, you know, if you've got a guy that has that kind of versatility defensively that can come in and really knock down a shot and, you know, just play smart basketball, that's huge. And I can't say enough about how much Eugene has really stepped up. You know, I kind of liked his play whenever we got to see him in summer league, you know, coming out of nowhere, signing this two-way contract. Nobody ever heard of him. This 25-year-old that played at Oregon for a while, that got in a fight with, I believe, Robert Woodard in summer league a couple years ago. But yeah, man, like just his physicality, his intensity, he's smart with the basketball. He can do a little bit in terms of creating. And obviously, you know, if he's able to shoot like this and defend like this, you know, we kind of talked about all offseason how we thought that Lindy was going to get his two-way converted to a real NBA contract. But at this point, if anybody's earned it, it's Eugene. So shout out Eugene, man. You really put on for us there. So a couple other guys on the bench that played. Obviously, Isaiah Joe, I talked about it. He scored 2 points in his limited action. Got 2 quick fouls, you know, -11 in this 5 minutes. So, hasn't been able to replicate the magic that we saw in the Mavs game, but that's okay. I still like Isaiah Joe. He's got a cool name, and I think he can shoot the ball. So, I still like him. Also, we got Trey Mann, who had 13 points in this game, 3 rebounds and assists, 2 steals. Shot 5 of 13, 3 of 10 from deep. He was actually the only person on the Thunder, literally the only person on the Thunder to shoot less than 50%. The Thunder actually shot 55.9% from the field as a team, so that was super impressive. Trey looked good. Like, he was, obviously, he was kind of checking there in a little bit, like, you know, shooting 10 three-pointers. A lot of those were off the dribble, and it's all right. You know, Trey is going to heat check. He's going to try to, you know, get buckets, get defenders off balance. And overall, like, I really liked his shot selection. You know, his shot just wasn't falling as much tonight as, you know, it has some other nights. But overall, like, you know, I thought he was able to, you know, really get some buckets down the stretch. You know, he made some really tough three-pointers off the catch, off the dribble. And, you know, he's just a fun basketball player. So, shout out Trey. Kenny Hustle come in doing his thing, 6.6 rebounds, 3-6 from the field, misses only 3. Would have been nice to see him hit a 3, but you know, it's okay. And then last but certainly not least, we've got Jalen Williams, aka Santa, aka J-Dub, aka it is the most wonderful time of the year. Santa's playing like it's December out there. Maybe it's because it started snowing finally, but this man had 10 points on 5 of 10 shooting, 0 of 5 from deep, which I'm not saying I'm getting concerned about his 3-point shooting, because this is 10 games into his rookie year. He hasn't even played 10 games. I think he's played 3 or 4, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, I mean, he was a guy that shot over 40% in college. So I want to see that come around, because obviously, he's able to stay on the court. He's able to play different roles. But if he's able to knock down 3, like, that's really going to help him. But, yeah, aside from his scoring, he had 3 rebounds and led the team in assists with 11. Had a double-double off the bench. I think it's first career double-double. Had a steal to boot on top of that. And, yeah, man, like, Jalen Williams, Santa's super fun, man. Like, I'm going to say it. Santa was in his bag tonight. Getting to the rim in transition, off the ball like everybody else was, absolutely exploding for a couple insane dunks, like climbing up the ladder and coming down the chimney on him. Like, Santa was all the way in his bag, and he was giving presents out to his teammates all night. So, shout out Santa. Really, really excited to see what you're going to do in December, because you're killing it in November. You're just getting ready for the big day. We know. All right, guys, but yeah, that kind of wraps up, you know, what happened in terms of the Thunder Raptors game. Let's kind of dive into some league wide stats. So this is mainly a Shea section, but some other Thunder players might pop up in here. So again, as I mentioned there in my rambling, Shea, despite scoring 20 points, which, you know, obviously, Shea has been in the top 10 in scoring, I think, since the first game of the season. And I think he scored 19 against Milwaukee, obviously 20 against the Raptors. you don't love to see those kind of games bring down his average, but if you were going to pick a game to bring down his average, it would be this one, because in the Milwaukee game, it was because A, the tough defense, and B, we were down so much that they pulled him late in the game. And this one, it's because we were up so much that they pulled him late in the game. And not only were we up so much, but other players were contributing so much, they didn't have to have so much of a scoring burden on him in this game. So if his point averages are going to go down, this is how I want it to happen. But with that being said, he's still number 7 in the league in scoring. He is the last of 7 players that are still in the 30-point range. Ja Morant has 28.8, Trae Young has 27.5, Devin Booker has 26.7, De'Aaron Fox has 25.9. You know, and it's it means absolutely nothing, but it's just funny to me that 3 of the players that constantly get told, that people constantly are saying are better than Shea, are right under him scoring. So I just thought that was funny. But yeah, Shea, in spite of, you know, 20 or sub 20 point performances, is still in the 30.5 points per game range. So shout out Shea. Going to his field goal percentage. So Shea is actually 23rd in the league in terms of field goal percentage. Obviously, if you're looking at, you know, who's scoring high percentages, it's guys who are close to the basket. It's bigs. If you scroll down through here, De'Aaron Fox is actually shooting better than Shea, 55.1. Shea's at 53.9. So that's really impressive by Fox, I got to say. He is shooting less attempts than Shea, 17.8, and Shea is shooting 21.1. So, you know, less attempts, easier to be more efficient. But, yeah, Shea's an elite finisher, as we know, top 25 right now. So going over to his 3-point attempts. Now, this is kind of wild, man. So Shea right now on the season is shooting 2.7 3-point attempts per game on a 33.3% 3-point percentage. the percentage felt redundant there. I apologize. It's very late. On the 3-point percentage, you know, it is encouraging to see that up. I think he was at 30% a couple games, and he just hasn't been taking them recently. I think in the final Bucks game, he was 2 of 5, so 40%, and he was 1 of 2 last night, so 50%. So that helps boost him up. I want to see that keep going up. I want to see those shot attempts come up. You know, 5 in a double overtime game is not the amount, is not the volume of threes I want to see out of Shea. 2 in a blowout game isn't even the volume I want to see out of Shea. I do applaud him for not forcing it with his teammates cooking like they were. But I do want to see more attempts, because as you get into it, just looking at, let's see here. Okay, so you have to, the top 15 scorers in the NBA, which is Luka, Steph, Giannis, Donovan Mitchell, Jason Tatum, KD, Shea, obviously, Ja, Trey, Booker, Fox, PG, Jaylen Brown, LeBron, and Desmond Bain. Out of the top 15, Shea has the fewest 3-point attempts per game. Yes, he has more than Giannis, who is next at 3.3. The next one is actually Kevin Durant at 4.9, and then Ja Morant at 5.1, and De'Aaron Fox at 5.2. So yeah, Shea is at 2.7 3-point attempts per game. I want him to take more. It gets deeper than that. If you scroll down, the guys that have taken around that range are fewer than Shea. You got DeMar DeRozan at 1.5, Zion Williamson at 0.6, Anthony Davis 1.5, Jimmy Butler at 2.5. And just spoiler alert, DeMar DeRozan and Jimmy Butler are about the only guards you're going to see for the next 200 players in that range. Because after that, you got Nikola Jokic at 2.3. I got to hit show more. you got Bam Adebayo at 0.3, Domantas Sabonis 1.1, Alperen Şengün 1.2, Evan Mobley at 0.9, Christian Wood 2.9, Mikal Bridges at 2.8, Aaron Gordon 2.8, DeAndre Ayton 0.7, Jonas Valanciunas 1.3, even Scottie Barnes is shooting 3.9 a game, Jared Allen 0.2, Rudy Gobert 0.2. 1.1 for Nurkic, 2.8 for John Collins, 0 for Jakob Poeltl, 2.8 for Kelly Olynyk. Like, guards who have the ball in this generation's NBA shoot the three-pointer. Shea is super efficient. He's been getting it done from the field. I understand that. I acknowledge that. I applaud that. He's not going to be able to take this team to where they need to go, not shooting the three-pointer. Unless he gets, like, knockdown shooters around him, like, if he was able to get a Desmond Bane like John Morant has, sure, maybe. But he needs to take more threes. I'm not saying he needs to become a chucker or anything like that. Just get those attempts up to 5. John Morant shooting 5 per game. Like, absolutely. I want you shooting 5 per game. I'm not saying he needs to be Steph Curry shooting 12 a game, which he's shooting 44% on. Ridiculous. I'm just saying, you know, he needs to get those up a little bit. So, moving on. Shea is actually number 2 in the league in terms of free throw percentage. A 93.8%. And that is with him missing one tonight. I think he missed one in the Bucks game. I think he's missed 3 or 4 total on the season. So, in terms of guys that have shot at least 2, Shea leads the league. Trey Murphy's at 95%. He averages 1.7 attempts per game. But if you scroll... actually, I forgot what stat I was going to say. Okay, anyways. Shea is actually only getting to the line the 12th most in the NBA at that 7.4 attempts. Guys ahead of him, Pascal, Ja, Paolo Banchero. That's kind of crazy. DeMar, Jimmy Butler, Damian Lillard, Trae Young, Jason Tatum, Kevin Durant, Luka, and Giannis. He's not getting to the rim. I mean, to the rim. To the line as often as some of these guys, but he's knocking them down at a crazy rate. And I'm just saying that 50-40-90, I know he's got some work to do at the three-point line, but it's not out of the realm of possibilities. All right, now this is the crazy stat, and this is where I kind of mentioned this earlier. Yeah, okay, I was right. So OG Anunoby leads the league in steals, 3 steals a game. Insane. Fred VanVleet's right behind him at 2.3 per game. If you go on down... So DeJounte Murray's at 2.3 steals per game, also tied with Fred VanVleet. Tied for 3rd in the league with steals, or 4th, I guess, in that metric, is Shea Gilgeous-Alexander at 2 steals per game, tied with Jimmy Butler, and Luka Doncic, which I don't know why that just doesn't feel right to say, but yeah, Luka Doncic. Like, it's very impressive that Shea is on this list so high. Like, obviously, he's been getting stocks all over the place. 2 steals a game. Like, he's continuing his off-ball defense. Lou Dort, actually, you know, talking about more Thunder players, is number 13 in the league at 1.6 steals per game. So, shout out Lou. But, yeah, Shea's defense has been great. And, you know, carrying that over to blocks, Shea's 13th in the league in blocks. Looks like he's tied for whatever reason, they don't do ties and blocks. So let's see here. That's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Shea is tied for 9th in the league in blocks. Tied with Evan Mobley and Rudy Gobert for blocks. Has more blocks than Giannis Antetokounmpo. That's wild. Speaking of OKC guys, Alex Pokuševski. As I said, says he's number 9. He's actually tied for number 8 in blocks with 1.6 per game. So, OKC, locking in on defense, getting some steals, getting some blocks. I like what I see. And, that's all I got for those stats. So, before we close out this podcast, the solo podcast, in which I've been talking entirely too long, I hope you guys have enjoyed it, we're going to kind of dive into the next... let me see here. So, yeah, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Yeah, we'll dive into the next 4 games because we're about to go on a 4-game road trip. That's absolutely perfect. So, tomorrow at noon, right before football starts, we go to New York at the Garden to play the New York Knicks. Then on Monday, second night of back-to-back, we fly on down to Boston, and we play at the TD Garden against the defending runner-ups of the NBA and the Boston Celtics. Then we go to Washington on Wednesday, and we play the Wizards before we end the road trip Friday with a battle against Ja Morant, Desmond Bane, and the Memphis Grizzlies in the same arena that saw us lose a record by a record 73 points. Hopefully all our guys are healthy there. Like, I really want to see a Shai Ja battle. Like, I need it. I need it. All right, anyway, so if I'm predicting our record for this week, trying to be realistic, if I was being realistic, I would say 2-2. I think we can beat the Knicks. I think we can beat the Wizards. Boston, I don't necessarily think we can beat. In Memphis, I think we can beat, but if I'm being realistic, like, they're a really good team, so I don't think we could beat them. But I'm going to be optimistic. I liked so much what I saw in that Toronto game. I think I saw a lot of things that the team can build on. Honestly, I liked a lot of what I saw in the double overtime loss against Milwaukee. Like, it was a different Thunder team in those two games than it was in the previous three L's to Denver, Milwaukee, and Detroit. So if we could play a little bit more like that team and a little bit less like the other team, I think we could come out pretty of this road trip and be 3-1, which would bring us to 8-8, bring us back to 500 for a three-game homestand against the aforementioned Knicks, the aforementioned Nuggets, and Chicago Bulls. So, yeah, I'm going 3-1. I say we beat the Knicks, we lose to the Celtics because they are the Celtics. We lose to the Wizards, and Shai outduels Ja Morant in Memphis, and it will be glorious. Yep, that's my prediction. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. Well, guys, that is all I got for today. I hope you all enjoyed the solo podcast. I hope you guys forgive me for my alarm snafu with Dolan. Dolan, again, sorry if you're listening to this. But yeah, me and the guys will be back on Tuesday night recording. So we'll be talking about the Knicks and the Celtics game, kind of previewing more of the Wizards and the Grizzlies game, get the guys' record prediction for those. And yeah, so that's all I got. I hope you guys have a great night. God bless. Hoop when you can. And as always, Thunder up. Oh my God. This has been Thunder Chats. Oh! Sorry, I almost forgot. Peace. Thank you for listening to the Topic Thunder podcast. Our podcast is available to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play, or anywhere else you listen to your podcast. Be sure to leave us a 5-star rating and a positive review, and follow us on Twitter at OKC Topic Thunder. Thunder up!
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Live life at your pace. Click the banner or go to visitwilliamsburg.com to discover how. Because here in Williamsburg, life moves at one pace, yours. Scramble through our world-class golf courses or shop your way through the square. Be one with nature as you hike or bike through our parks and trails or hunker down at one of our breweries. And when it's time to eat, be sure to bite into our eclectic food scene. It's all waiting for you in Williamsburg. Book your trip today and live life at your pace.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, a central plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.